Back when I was in college, years ago, I had several really late nights doing homework. This wasn't something that I did on a regular basis, but just a few times during projects or things like that. Well, one time I had this really tough project for one of my classes. The good thing is that I had one of my best friends in the class, and we were project partners. So one time I went over to my friend's house, which was a little ways off of campus. I lived in a different college house with a couple of roommates that was about a 5-minute drive from there. So we had a really late night working on the project. I stayed there until about 2 o'clock in the morning, but we finally finished. Then I was able to leave and went to drive back to my house. When I left my friend's place, I walked out to my car and started driving home. By now, the roads were very quiet. In fact, I didn't see any other cars for the first minute or so. But then, right after I turned onto a road, I remember seeing headlights behind me. I continued to drive back and noticed that a car was following me really close. I wasn't driving particularly slow or anything, so I thought that it was kind of strange. But when I made a few more turns, the car stayed with me. When I had made it pretty close to my house, I was suspicious that I was being followed. I didn't know who was driving this car behind me, but with it being so late at night, I had a bad feeling about it. When I had made it to my street, I started pulling over to the side of the road, sort of in front of my house. We did not have a driveway, so you would just have to park out front. So I pulled over, and when I did, I saw that the car behind me was pulling over as well. I knew this wasn't any of my roommates. I thought about getting out of my car and going inside, but decided not to. So instead, I just sat there inside my car and waited to see what the car behind me would do. Within a few seconds, the driver's door opened. I looked in my mirror and saw a man step out and begin walking in my direction. I did not recognize this guy and had no idea who he was. He was walking at a fast pace straight for me on my driver's side. I had a bad feeling about it, and right when the man was about to reach my door, I hit the gas pedal. I peeled off pretty quickly, and in my mirror, saw the man start sprinting back towards his vehicle. I knew that I had to be fast, so I went to the end of my street and then took a right. Then I took a left very fast into another residential street. I was able to get a decent amount of distance on the guy and couldn't see him behind me, but I also knew that we were about the only two cars out driving right now, so I did my best to keep getting farther away. I turned at a couple more streets, and then there was a gas station. I turned into the gas station parking lot, and then went behind the building into the lesser used side with a few parking spaces. After parking, I turned off my headlights. Then I sat there and waited. I could see a few residential roads nearby. A few moments later, I sort of saw a car driving. I think that it was the guy, but he didn't come that close. I kept waiting there in the gas station parking lot for a few more minutes. I figured the guy would still be out there looking for me, but luckily he didn't go to the gas station. Then I turned my headlights off and carefully drove back home. I knew the way back to my house easily and really didn't want the guy to see me. I was able to make it back okay and parked and then quickly went inside. Luckily, the car did not come back. I've always wondered though, why he followed me. I mean, I don't even know who the guy was. I'm almost 100% sure that I didn't cut him off or anything like that. It was 1 o'clock in the morning and nobody else was around. I guess I may never know. Several months ago, I was driving back home late at night. By this time, the roads were very quiet, with not many other cars. I was driving on a typical busy road that's very close to my apartment. I was maybe a mile away from home, and approached the red light of an intersection. I was not paying that well of attention to my surroundings, but I guessed that there was a guy standing on the side of the road, because as I sat at this red light, I remember noticing somebody appear to walk over to my car. I looked over, and a man approached my driver's window. He walked right up to it and then leaned in. I rolled down the window just a crack, wondering what this man wanted. When I did, he did not immediately say anything. I said hi and asked what the man was doing. He still didn't answer me, but then knocked on my driver's window. I was confused, but I was also getting more and more suspicious of the guy. Right then, the light turned green. I was so happy to see that, and I instantly drove away from the man. I watched him sort of return to the side of the road as I drove off. It was a pretty strange experience, but I saw the guy again just a few nights later. Once more, I was driving home late at night, and I came to the same stoplight as before. It turned red, and after I stopped, I once again saw the guy walking over to me. I didn't know where exactly he had come from. Each time when I had approached the light, I didn't see the guy standing on the side of the road or anything. So he walked over to me like a few nights prior to this. After arriving at my driver's window, he knocked on it again. This time, I didn't roll it down at all. I just ignored the guy and hoped that the light would save me and turn green like it had the last time. There really weren't any other cars around besides one that was turning in the intersection. The guy was just standing there, and then all of a sudden, I heard this loud bang at my window. I looked over and saw the man swinging something at it. I really couldn't tell what it was. It was maybe some type of a club. It wasn't very long, but it was obviously creating a very loud noise. He swung it twice more before I left. The last hit cracked my window, but luckily it did not shatter. One more hit to it though, and it would have. I stepped on my gas pedal and went through the red light. Luckily, there were clearly no other cars around. The man stood there in the road and didn't try to come after me. I then dialed 911 on my cell phone and called the police. I reported what happened and where it happened. Then I went home. For several weeks after that, I avoided going through that intersection. I didn't know if the guy just hung out around there or what. I later found out, though, that there had been several other reports of the man in that same area. Apparently, he had approached other drivers and attempted to break in or just cause problems. Somehow, he never seemed to be caught. Since it happened, though, I haven't seen him, and I just recently started going through the intersection again. This happened when I was driving home from work late at night. It was about 2 years ago now. I live on a pretty quiet road, and several roads leading up to it are also usually pretty empty. It's mostly wild land, such as woods and farms and things like that. So late at night, the roads are especially empty. At 2 a.m., you probably have a better chance of running into an animal than another person. And that's about what time it was when I was going back on this night in particular. I've always been a night owl, so it's not uncommon for me to be out at that time. I was just a few miles from arriving back and driving down one of the very calm roads. This road is curvy and surrounded by mostly woods on both sides. I was at a straight stretch of the road and with my headlights noticed something far ahead. There appeared to be small orange cones set up, blocking most of the roadway. The cones were just in front of a turn on the road, which went around a corner. I slowed down, not sure of what the cones were for. I thought that maybe there was a large pothole or something else. It didn't really seem like construction. But I had been on these roads on a daily basis and wasn't aware of what it could be. So I kept going slower and slower until I realized that I would not be able to go around the cones. Then I came to a stop. When I did, I was trying to decide if I should just turn around or go slightly off the road to make it around these cones. Right after I stopped, though, I saw a man appear from around the bend. He was walking towards me, but was not wearing construction clothing or law enforcement clothing either. I was wondering who this guy was and what he was going to do. I could tell that he was looking at me, and the man walked closer to my car and then stopped near the cones. He then moved one of the cones on the end and started to wave my car forward. I slowly began to go forward in the direction that the man was waving me. When I did, he started walking and moved to in front of my car. By now, I was starting to go around the turn. At about this same time, out of nowhere, I saw this other guy walking over. He literally came out of the woods from the passenger side of the road. I also noticed that there were more cones up ahead. The guy coming out of the woods was walking towards my car as well, and I had a really bad feeling about it. I knew these guys had to be up to no good. When the guy was getting even closer, I backed up slightly. Then I turned my wheel and started to go around the guy. When this happened, I heard him begin to shout at me. I really don't remember what he said. Probably just stop or something like that. But I didn't. I ran over several cones and did not care at all. I made my way around the guy and then hit the gas pedal harder. Then I was able to successfully get past the men and the next set of cones as well. I was speeding up, but still driving pretty slowly. Both guys started sprinting after me, but they were not fast enough. I ran right over to the second set of cones and then kept going down the street. There were no problems with the road whatsoever, so I knew that the men had likely just set them up, probably to try to stop traffic, but for what reason, I didn't know. I went the rest of the way back home to my house. Once I was there, I decided to report what happened. I never heard anything more though. I'm guessing that those guys left before the police got there. After that, I never did see them again. This happened a couple of years ago. My best friend Jessica had recently moved into a new apartment. She invited me over to see it, and I was very excited for her. The previous place she lived in was an old dumpy house with a roommate that she did not get along with. This apartment was a much better situation for her. So I remember that night I worked sort of late. I had told Jessica that I would come over after work. It was probably like 8 p.m. and dark out. Jessica had gave me her address, which I put in my phone to get directions. Her place was in an area that I didn't go to that much, but it was only about 10 minutes away. After leaving work, I started to drive there, but just minutes in, my phone died. It was at that point that I realized I did not have a phone charger with me. I kept driving and was about 70% sure that I could get to her apartment on my own. I was trying to remember the route, but I was a little bit mixed up. I ended up turning either too late or too soon, I'm not even sure. But I was going on a highway, and I knew that there was an exit and then just a couple more turns before her place. So when I took the wrong exit, my next turn was also wrong, of course. After about 10 minutes of driving around there, I realized that I messed up and I went back. I took a few more roads, and then realized that I was completely lost. Before making things worse, I decided to try to find a gas station or something. I drove around for a couple more minutes until I found one. Then I pulled in and parked. It was quiet, I remember, and my plan was to walk in and get directions. When I made it inside, I went to the clerk at the front counter. I started to ask him if he knew directions, and then mentioned the name of Jessica's apartment complex. He said that he wasn't sure, but just after that, another man walked over and approached me. This guy was a little bit taller than me, was bald, and had a slight beard. He asked me if I was trying to go to the apartment complex that I mentioned, and said that he knew exactly where it was. I said yes, and told him how my phone had died and I was trying to go there. The guy said that he would help me out. He grabbed some flyer that was in the gas station, and then wrote directions for me on the back of it. He wrote the directions starting at the gas station that we were currently at, and then gave them to me. I told him thanks, and then I walked out of the gas station and went back to my car. Now I was on my way again, and only about 10 to 15 minutes later than I would have been. When I got to Jessica's, I would be able to charge my phone. So I started driving, following the directions that the man had wrote for me. I don't remember exactly every turn, but I thought that it would just take me about 5 minutes. I mean, I knew that I was in the general area, but I was just confused on the exact streets. After like 10 minutes, I started to question things a little. The directions had taken me seemingly farther out into the country. For most of the drive to that point, there were businesses around or other apartment buildings. But now, I was driving on a road surrounded by just woods on both sides. There were just a couple more turns though, so I decided to follow the directions through. I made it to the next turn, which surprisingly went onto a dirt road. Then I made the final turn. When I did, I knew it was wrong. It led me to this driveway of a random house. It certainly was not an apartment complex. There was no apartment building in sight. I stopped at the end of the driveway and was wondering what was going on. I looked at the directions again, trying to figure out if I had read them correctly or if I had gone wrong. Just then, as I was reading them over, this car suddenly appeared behind me. The car parallel parked on the side of the road, but completely blocking the driveway that I was in. I thought that maybe it was the homeowner and realized how bad of timing this was. But then the driver's door opened. I saw a man get out and quickly realized that it was the same guy who gave me directions at the gas station. He started walking over to the passenger side of my car and was walking really fast. I put my car into reverse and quickly started backing up. When I did, I went onto the grass to go around his car. Luckily, I didn't get stuck and I made it around the car. The man ran back to his car, but when I made it into the street, I put my car in forward and drove away. I went down that street as fast as I could and luckily was not followed. I went to the next gas station that I saw and went inside. This time, I finally realized that I should buy a phone charger instead of asking for directions. I really wish that I would have thought of that the first time. I was able to make it to Jessica's apartment not long after. I told her the story and we called the police and reported it. I believe the man intentionally gave me those directions to lure me to that property. I'm guessing it was his house. He also seemed to follow me the way back, even though I hadn't noticed. It really gives me the creeps to think back to it. About 5 years ago, I was driving back home from work late one night. I worked at a restaurant slash bar at the time and often worked very late. So it was past midnight when I was finally going home and driving my Honda Accord. I lived with my parents during this time in a neighborhood about 10 minutes from my job. So after leaving work, I got onto the roads, which were very quiet as they often were in the late night hours. It was a huge difference from when I would go to work and there would be lots of cars on the road, to when I would drive home and there would be basically nobody. So within probably 2 or 3 minutes of driving home, I did notice a car behind me. When it started following me though, I had no idea. I kept driving home and was realizing that the car behind me was turning wherever I did. Soon, I was very suspicious that I was being followed. I was never quite 100% sure though. I thought maybe it was a neighbor or something. There are many other houses in the neighborhood. Still, I was suspicious by it. Soon, I had made it to the street where my parents' house was. I turned onto it, and the car behind me did the same. I actually thought about driving around the block or turning around, but ultimately, I drove to my house and pulled into the driveway. I remember being really nervous as I was pulling in that the car would as well, but it didn't. Instead, the car kept going down the street. I felt much better, and then got out of my car and walked inside. By now, my parents and sister had long gone to bed upstairs. The lights were off inside the house, and it was very quiet. I went into the kitchen to make some ramen noodles or something like that. I was very hungry and wanted something quick to have before bed. As I was waiting for the water to heat up, though, I casually walked around a little. I went into the living room and glanced out the front window. That's when I noticed a car driving extremely slow down the street, and I further noticed that it was the same car that had seemingly followed me all the way home. Now I was very suspicious. I continued to watch out the window. The car then turned and parked on the side of the street just past our house. I heard the engine turn off and then watched the driver's door open and saw a man get out. He then started walking towards our front yard. That's when I jumped back from the window so that he wouldn't see me. I went back into the kitchen and just hoped that this guy wasn't going to try to break in or something. Seconds later though, there was a knock at the front door. My heart started racing. What could this guy possibly want? Several moments went by and he knocked again. I slowly walked into the living room and went to a window. When I looked outside, I saw the man walking away from the front door, but he wasn't going back to his car. Instead, he walked around the side of our house. I went back into the kitchen and looked out of a back window. I was very careful when I was looking so that I wouldn't be seen. The man appeared to walk through the backyard. He made his way through the backyard and then went out of sight again. I then went back to the front of the house. When I looked out of the window, I didn't see the guy for a while. Soon, though, I saw him going through the front yard. He went back to his car, then got inside. Then he drove away. After that, I went back to what I was doing. I looked out of the window a few more times that night, but he didn't come back. I still wonder who he was, why he followed me home, and what he was doing.